Now it's time to go under the hood with Fred Fletcher,
America's mechanic in Fix-It Land.
Fix it now.
That's right. We were just talking about all the tools you have in the business or work. Oh, never mind. That's what you have to use.
Yeah, there's a few of those tools too.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know what made me think of that, but...
good culture.
I may have been more right than I know. All right. Anybody's got a question, comment, or whatever, 215-949-3232 with Fred under the hood. What's going on out there? Back from vacation is what you are.
Yeah. I got back last week, but I'm actually not going to be here next week. I might call in, though.
Me neither.
All right.
I'll be in Hawaii.
I'm not calling.
Really? Yeah, I'm going.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to Cincinnati. So
it's close.
That's like the opposite.
But you have to fly to Los Angeles, then go to Cincinnati.
Oh, right? There you go. Oh. Good luck and have an escape from L.A.
Yeah, going to Phoenix instead.
Anyway. That's a good call there, too.
There you go. So we good. We have a best-of show, I'm sure.
Yeah,
we'll
do something with that.
Yeah, it's cool.
I'm going out to see my dad.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a couple of years, and... he's got some stuff for me, so I got to drive. I'm not looking forward to a 10-hour drive, but yeah, I'll take my time. And
on the road again?
Yeah, hopefully there's no accidents on the turnpike, because the last time I went out, I drove out there. It was 4 hours sitting on the right near Harrisburg exit, because it was a fatality. All things considered, my day was a lot better than some others.
That's true.
But sitting on the turnpike for 4 hours just threw everything all off.
You didn't get a speeding ticket or anything, did you?
Not at all. I didn't even move.
Okay.
I literally sat in one spot for 2.5 hours.
Oh my God.
People were getting out, you know, having lunch.
Better see your, if you have any bladder issues there.
I'm okay. My wife and my daughter might.
That's right.
Me and my grandson were okay. We'll just go on the side of the road.
Ooh, man.
Been there before.
Have you seen anything unusual to shop with a certain kind of, why is this thing happening over again? It seemed like it goes in cycles with this.
Nothing really weird. What I do have.
Yeah.
Is this happened over since I've been back for the last couple of weeks. This is three times from two separate dealers where I get a call from a customer and they're saying, can you take a look at my car? The dealership says...
X amount of whatever.
This isn't even like an egregious bill. This is just idiotic. They're saying my tie rod ends are leaking and ball joints are leaking fluid. I said, well, that's interesting. There's no such thing as fluid in your ball joints or tie rod ends. Some cars have grease. What kind of car do you have? They told me one was a 2018 Toyota. I said, well, I have a 2017 Toyota RAV4, and I can tell you for a fact there's not even any grease in there. So I don't know what the hell's leaking.
Yeah.
But, this has happened to two Toyotas and one Dodge. And every one of those, there is, and if it's a probably... I'll start at 2020. Almost every car, it probably goes back further, but almost every car has not even grease. They're a nylon bushing. What you'll see in there maybe is some assembly lube when they build the part. But they're a nylon bushing, or nitrile bushing, whatever component they use. But there is no fluids, no grease anymore, unless you have an older car.
Little residue there.
It's not leaking fluids. And and one, the one I had yesterday, I mean, none of them had any play in it. They didn't need the part replaced. But this one, the 2018 Toyota RAV4 I had yesterday come in for that, for me to check out. I'm like, I can't even imagine something wrong with this car. This car's. I have the same exact car.
Yeah.
And it's in better shape than mine.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I guess there's luck involved in ownership. I mean, some people will complain about a certain car, couldn't wait to get rid of it. Others have had it for 12 years or whatever. Right. And it is kind of potluck, isn't it, Fred?
You get good and bad with almost everyone. The odds are different with different makes and models.
I mean, you could get to something like the Dodge Neon burnt, burnt oil all the time, right?
The odds were pretty good that they were going to be bad.
Yeah.
I mean, there might have been an 80-20, 80 bad, 20
That's
good.
Probably right, yeah.
But, this RAV4 and the other cars, they just did not need these parts, and they were told, one was not that. Yesterday it was $900.
Yeah.
And I can do that part with an OE part, do that job if it was bad.
Yeah.
With an alignment. For less than $300.
Yeah. So. Do you ever get a rash of defective parts, bad parts? I mean, the percentage is fairly low, but it seemed like a lot of times when everything's going wrong, you add that in there, a couple of bum parts. I've been finding some.
There's one brand of part that I'm not using right now.
Okay.
That traditionally was good. It's a Walker. They make good exhaust.
Heard of them.
But their oxygen sensors have a high fail rate. So I've brought it up to my suppliers, and they said the same thing from other guys. So they're going to reevaluate the carrying the line. I won't even buy it. I'll call somebody else and get either a Bosch or OE. I'll get the OE part.
Takes a little time to get off the list, too, when you've had some bad parts and people get to know about it. All of a sudden, you get branded a little bit there that it's bad news.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Even though it's not.
Since COVID, maybe it's just my attitude is towards it, but it seems like...
Yeah,
and I know the quality control.
Get some oil for that door.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna fix that door on my way out. I will. A lot of the
parts.
The parts. It seems like since they don't have a quality control, quality assurance, they just don't care.
Yeah,
and I hate to say that, because once you don't care and you get that bad name, same as my service business. If I stopped caring, it just said,
yeah.
How long do you think I'd be in business? Not long. I wouldn't blame it.
They've told you not to.
Fix that goddamn doormat.
Oh, man. Okay. Could use another mechanic in the shop there?
Yeah.
And Matt could do a great job for you. But you know what? After they decide they've given up the ghost on this stuff, they're basically in purgatory after that. How do you come back for something like that?
I'm going to say it happened years ago with Philco. Not Philco like the radio.
Yeah.
Philco, F-I-L-K-O, which was based out of Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
They were building a lot of control modules and stuff when they had the onboard diagnostics one. And they had a very high fail rate, like a 90% fail rate. And all the droppers dropped them around here. And they were sold to an overseas company. That overseas company knocked the crap out of it.
Yeah.
And once all the droppers and everybody, the suppliers around here in this area, stopped, buying.
They walked.
I mean, they actually got sold back to an American company, and I said it. But and they fixed themselves. This happened to a lot of big ones. Maytag.
Yeah.
I bought a Maytag washer in 2000 because I always wanted a Maytag.
Sure.
They were always reliable.
The Lonesome Repairman. Remember those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, 1999 to 2002, they were the worst company ever.
Yeah.
Because they were sold to a Chinese company. And it was garbage. And my washer lasted about 3 years. And then I'm used to them lasting about 15 years.
Absolutely.
So
yeah,
I got a Whirlpool now, but and I've had that since 2002. So I've had 20 years. I've had this Whirlpool. So but you got to watch. And I'm thinking Maytag. I'll never have a problem. I'll never have to buy another one again.
Yeah. But they don't fight for the customer. I'd say.
Right. Maytag got sold back to an American company.
Yeah.
And also, going back to cars, Johnson Industries, they make Interstate batteries. Norm Johnson had the company, sold the company. It went downhill, immediately.
Yeah.
And he ended up buying the company back and repairing its image.
But
it never got back.
To where it was.
It's not where it is now, what it once was.
Yeah.
And that's a shame because they still have a good product. They once again have a good product.
Yeah, I mean, it can be anything where you get bad shocks, bad whatever. There's always...
Yeah. Monroe's been pretty consistent.
Yeah.
I don't have too much problem with Monroe.
No. What's the most reliable that you've seen out there, parts?
Most
that?
Reliable brand? I'll give Monroe.
Yeah.
With the shocks and struts.
Okay.
Brakes have been, the Bendix, same thing. They got sold to another company and went down, and then they never got it back. And they're still in business, but not by much.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Brake pads, brake rotors. I'm trying to think what brands I use. Some of them are just way overpriced, like Akebono and stuff like that. And, but I'll say Wagner makes a good brake.
Yeah.
And they've been pretty consistent throughout the years. There's just a few. Walker Exhaust is still good. I also use AP exhaust, American products.
So overall, it's pretty good, but you got a percentage there that not so good. But that's all anybody remembers.
And you have to be vigilant all the time. Like my guys were like, Fred, we're getting so many Walker oxygen sensors coming back. We
clunkers.
People are picking up their cars, check engine lights off. They leave, check engine light comes on, comes back, it's an oxygen sensor. So you start thinking, maybe we missed something. So we start checking things out and going down the rabbit hole on other directions. And find out it was a defective oxygen sensor. Now here we spend another couple of hours figuring we did something wrong. It can't be the part, it's new. But here it is, the part that's new.
Well, it's a good deal that you had your guys on alert. Like, you shouldn't be afraid to speak up.
Yes.
Hey, I don't want to hear it, I just get it done. No, if it's not right, you're not...
Yeah, it's our reputation. It's our reputation, because the customer picks up their car. It's not like, oh, man, my check engine light came on. It's going to be, that goddamn Fred.
Yeah.
They don't say, oh, that darn part or whatever. Yeah. That here they are using Walker parts again. Nobody says that. They're just, Fred sucks.
This week, anyway.
We don't want that.
No, you don't.
I don't want that.
No. It's a very difficult battle, though. I mean, for customer confidence and consumer confidence.
Yeah, they're already on edge. They're already defensive. There's a lot of doom and gloom out there too, which is unnecessary.
Well, but I've been taking the cars that I've had since 2005 when you first got or six, and you've done a great job. So that's one endorsement. I have no problem there.
Yeah, on the whole, we're busy, but people. I explain to people, I have no problem telling them, okay, it was a part, or if it was a misdiagnosis, I'll tell you it's a misdiagnosis, and we fixed it, and this is what I'm doing. Going forward to not have this happen again. We're sorry. I'll either give them a credit or something, or I'll make sure that they're taken care of somehow.
You always show your work. I show the parts.
Whenever the customer wants it.
There you go.
Yep.
Show your work, as they say in school, right there.
I do save all the parts, but I was showing every single customer.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, most of the customers were like, I don't know what the hell I'm looking at.
I could be one of those, but when something stares like it was Robin's air filter was as black as a door, he says, hey, I'm going to show you something.
I showed you that, but I probably didn't, because your car, got in the car, drove away, been like, oh, crap, this thing's like new car.
Yeah, wow, what's going on over there?
Yeah, so...
You take certain things for granted, but then something like that does stick out in your mind.
One of the things I wanted to bring up was the check engine light, because we've been seeing a lot of those. There's a lot of more electronics in the vehicles, and cars that are like 2015, 16, parts are starting to wear out, just like everything else.
Yeah.
So we're seeing a lot of check engine lights, and a lot of people say, I pick my car up and check engine light. You say I did something with an intake manifold gasket or whatever, and they'll pick the car up, drive it for a week or two, and come back. It's doing the same thing. What's it doing? Check engine light's on. I said, well, we have to scan it. Well, it's doing the same thing. I was like, what's it? I'm like, I have to scan.
20 questions over here.
I can think of 700 things off the top of my head, but there's literally thousands of reasons why the check engine light can.
Right.
And I'm not exaggerating by saying thousands, because there's a lot of little sub things that go along underneath it. But I actually had one come in yesterday with a check engine light, because their hood, the customer, did not shut their hood all the way.
And there was a
code for open hood.
That happens to me every once in a while, and all of a sudden you come out and the battery's drained.
Well, anymore, it used to happen a lot with like 70s and 80s cars when you had the under hood ones.
Yeah.
But nowadays, the hood light, if it does have one, which very rarely you see anyone, they don't come on until the hood's just about all the way up.
Oh, okay.
So that you don't see that hood drain anymore, but they will on some of these cars. They will set a code because there's a little switch in there, and it's like the hood sensor. So
you fumble with your keys, and all of a sudden you hit the trunk. that's what you do too.
The trunk lights don't come on until it goes almost all the way up either. A lot of them will go into sleep mode, so you don't kill the battery. A lot of the cars, even if the hood's open, It'll go. It's called going to sleep.
Okay.
And they time out. My truck does it. If I leave a door open for too long, the lights will go off, and so it doesn't kill the battery. A lot of little safety features. Some of them are making it a pain in the butt, but it's how it is.
Yeah, nothing worse than when you come when you're out there. Call the AAA.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we have a couple customers over the last couple of weeks saying it's doing, I picked my car up, it's doing the same thing. I scanned, it's a totally different thing. And rest assured, if it was the same thing, I would tell you it was the same thing and fix it. So it's not like I'm BSing you.
Yeah.
If you pick your car up after I do an intake manifold gasket for a lean exhaust code or whatever, vacuum leak, and it comes on for your transmission not shifting, right?
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with us.
That's right. That's a bigger
problem. Yell at your car, not at me.
Yeah.
See if your car cares.
And there was a rash, too, of some bad batteries floating around in there, too.
Interstate was bad for a couple of years. Yeah. Exide was bad for a couple of years, but they're back on the
back
on a good foot.
Yeah.
I stock Exide batteries. Oh, no, I stock East Penn batteries, ironically.
Mm-hmm. East Penn, how about that?
They're made by DECA, which is a very good battery. Very good battery.
Yeah, AAA carries some of those, too.
They carry the Exides.
Yeah.
I dropped the Exides from AAA, and AAA dropped the Exides for a long time because of the defects. Exide was sold to a different company.
Ripple Effect.
In India.
Yeah.
And they were coming back with some subpar parts. And so AAA dropped them, and then it got sold back to another, back to this country, to another country over here. It might be in Mexico. I don't know. But they seem to fix whatever India screwed up.
Yeah.
So XI is not a bad battery. But I have the DECA batteries now, which is, they have a great warranty and all that stuff. And then I only want to stock stuff that I can stand behind and warranty and install. Yeah.
Yeah, and probably the memory goes off saying, oh, we've seen this before or defective. And it also gets in your mind, I'm not taking a chance with these guys. Yeah. You lose confidence.
Well, I did that with Interstate back in 2002. When I brought them over from when I was on Route 1, and I brought them over to when I had the Citgo station, I put Interstates in there, and had them for a while, and then all of a sudden I started seeing a whole bunch of defects, and so I said something to my Interstate rep, and he goes, the company got sold, and he goes, I'm having a hard time.
Yeah.
He goes, I might even give up my route. That's how bad it is. And I think he did eventually.
Yeah, you're in purgatory for a while with all this stuff, and then finally when everything starts to loosen up a little bit, you just feel like
I still don't. I mean, there used to be Interstate guys all over the place.
Yeah.
Now there's not. They only stock through, certain jobbers. Actually, I think Interstate started selling through Walmart and Sam's Club, which also killed the wholesale industry.
Yeah.
And because they have the buying power, they drove the price down, which good for the customer. But it makes it hard on our end, not because we're making an extra $5 or $8, but with the diagnoses and stuff like that and things we have to check and the damage that it does, a bad battery will kill an alternator quicker than that.
Yeah. I see all these auto parts places where I live, Cherry Hill, Advanced Auto Parts, something Auto Parts, it's a bundle of them.
Yeah, we have an Advanced right behind me and we have an AutoZone across the street from me.
Yeah.
And we use certain parts from them.
Yeah.
I don't like their brand name parts.
But you could go to them for every once in a while. You could go to them for that.
Yeah, we use them for some things. I'm not real happy with their brake rotor, so I stopped using them. I was getting a lot of squealers, and they want to know why I'm not using them anymore. And I told them. So they said, well, you can get the next quality level up. I'm like, no, I want a good rotor.
Man.
I don't want your cheap ass rotors.
No, that's right. Yeah, right. There you go.
The customer don't want your cheap rotors.
No.
We want quality parts. So, why are you trying to sell me crap?
They always try to make you happy with less. Why is that?
Well, there's guys out there. The other thing you have to watch out is, you have fly-by-nighters, you have less reputable shops.
Mm-hmm.
They will put on your cheaper parts. And when they come back squealing in a month, they will tell you to go pound sand.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, the fly-by-nighters, the guys will do it, and then they'll just tell you to go screw up or whatever. Or in the best-case scenario, they replace them, but they're going to replace them with the same ones because you take them back, send them back as defect, get new parts, put them on, they're going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just that's their quality, lower-level quality of parts, and I won't use it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, and it makes it tough for guys that are doing it with quality parts, so you have to explain yourself very well to say, look, I can do this. Here's a good example. I used to laugh at the Meineke commercials with George Foreman.
Yeah.
You get brake jobs. Yeah. You get good, better, best. Why do I want just okay brakes?
Yeah. Yeah.
I want the best.
When it's icy out, too. It'd be good. Yeah.
So in the different price levels between good or okay and best, maybe, you know, on the brake job, maybe 50, 60 bucks. So for the 50, 60 bucks, I want the best brakes that are going to last.
Fletcher's Garage, mediocre. That's what we want.
That's what they say. If you have low expectations, you'll meet them every time.
As they say, the mediocre are always at their best.
Yeah.
Hey, 215-949-3232. Somebody wants to come and break this thing up. They're more than welcome to do so.
Yeah, same as the tires. Yeah,
tires, there you go.
I will not use an entry-level tire, ever. And the people ask me for that, then go somewhere else. Because I can't stand behind it.
Yeah.
The tire company can't stand behind it because you're buying a $40 tire.
Oh.
You know, to get a quality tire, you're going to start at $120.
I said,
those $40 tires only last maybe 12 to 15,000 miles. Where a $120 tire may last you 40, 50,000 miles.
Or the squealers there. I think we lost them, Lefty. Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah, right.
Or the ones that are made, they have a high plastic content in them. That's the cheaper tires. They have no performance, and let alone lasting mileage. You can't get traction. Forget about it in the wintertime with those cheap tires. But, there's a level that I stop at, and that's it. Yeah. Somebody says, well, I can get those tires at Tire Rack or whatever, and I'm like, yeah go ahead.
Yeah.
You put them on, too, because I'm not doing it. So,
I heard one of going through the neighborhood, I heard the whistling open. I said, I don't know anything about cars, but that's a belt. There you go. I don't know. Am I right? Or am I right on that?
No. I hope so.
I think, just a guess. But I hear that whistling up.
Yeah, it's usually a belt when you got a squeal, but I don't see too many.
No squealers anymore?
No, not too many. They're made out of, a lot of them have a nitrile Kevlar.
Yeah.
So they can stop a bullet.
Yeah.
But, there's belts have gotten really good over the years.
Yeah, I think they have.
As long as you get a quality one. There is an entry-level brand that you get, like, from Amazon or whatever, and I wouldn't put them on a lawnmower.
Yeah.
But, from the Gates, the Daco, the Bandos, there's a couple others that I use. I usually try to stick with Gates because that's a well-known name. They've been pretty consistent throughout the 40-year career that
you.
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always get Gates. AC Delco makes a good belt.
We're going through some bad tires there for a while too. I mean, luckily you've been spared that. You have a tire rep. You're pretty good with that. You got that pretty much locked down. But there've been tires.
I was just on the phone with her when I walked in here, because I had one of my customers from Hot Rod Santa won tires 2 years ago. So I called up and she finally came in for her tires. And I talked to Jen, and I, was that a GT radial, or was promotion, or was that an Allen tire promotion? She goes, no, we'll put one in whatever you want.
Yeah.
So I said, well, we don't need anything super crazy. Yeah. You know where I stand because we have conversations weekly.
Yep.
So she goes, well, I know they don't make GT radials, but they do have a good Nexen. I said, well, the lady doesn't put, she's 80-something years old. She doesn't put a whole lot of miles on, maybe 85 to 90 miles a year. I said, but her tires are dry rotted and cracked. She won the tires, and she says, no, we'll give her the Nexens, the AH5s. I mean, the next level's AH7, but AH7 has got 130-mile speed rating. It doesn't need that.
She
definitely doesn't need that.
Yeah.
So
she's well covered after that.
Yeah. So the AH5 is good. It's rated up to again, yeah. crazy. It's rated up to 115 miles an hour, which none of us will ever see. You know, at least I might not, unless I'm out on the track, and good luck with that. But it's a quality tire, full warranty. So if it goes flat and whatever, and how long it lasts, you know, however many years, so it'll be covered. So congratulations, Mary Hager.
There you go.
She might be listening, since I know she listens.
Good.
So we have her car in there now. We're going to put the four tires on as complimentary from Allen Tire and Rubber Company.
So, nice.
And Jen's going to – they're involved with Hot Rod Santa. We talked about that this morning, too. Jen and Allen Rubber. So we're going to have the same promotions, the four tires, you know, bring in a toy, get a ticket.
Might get lucky
come
there.
In, yeah. We actually got some different things going on this year. The Disciples of Christ are coming with hot dogs.
Okay.
But instead of me getting, usually I get a hoagies and sandwiches and chips and stuff, Puss in Boots is volunteered to jump in with us.
Very nice.
So they're going to come over with their food truck.
Yeah, we've been in there a few times for station parties and everything.
No beer. No beer. Unless you bring your own.
Yeah.
Because I don't have that insurance.
Yeah.
Puss in Boots is coming with a brunch. And Derek always does a great job.
That's
over
a
there.
Win.
Yes.
That's a win for
so,
you.
So, yeah, we're going to save a spot for him. So, yeah, we got some things going. I got the race car guys. The vintage guys are going to come up. A lot of come some of the four-cylinder guys. Nick is talking with over the course of the year whether he can get over here or not. Kyle Koretsky bringing a drag car from.
It's a good deal.
He's the owner of Maple Grove Raceway, which we'll talk about in Door Need for Speed.
There's a community at work there a little bit there, Fred. I mean,
that's just the race community, let alone my guys with the hot rods.
The Puss in Boots connection, which we have, and they kind of found the right opportunity that somebody they know.
Yeah.
And we're willing to go with you.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, Pat Dion Beverages will be supplying the garage beer for me. So.
Mm-hmm. A little stash in the side there.
That's for after everybody leaves.
That's why being America's mechanic has its perks.
Yes. that Pat Dion Beverages is getting involved. PT may bring his truck over. We were talking with Brian. And, so it's a lot of good stuff going on.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff going on for Hot Rod Santa. So it's our 10th anniversary.
Has a pretty good feel to it already,
Yes, already.
Yeah.
I've been getting a lot of good response from the race community and my normal guys with the hot rods and stuff. They're Mustangs, Bucks County Stangs. They'll be there. Iron Rebels, some of the Iron Rebels will be there. Me and my one buddy Doug, we're remnants from the Deuces Wild Club. But, it's got a good feel.
A lot of potential there.
Yeah, so it's our 10th anniversary of doing it. This is our third anniversary of the John Leskey Memorial. So they'll be there. The Leskeys will be there. If
we get good weather, then we...
Good weather. So that's December 6th. And I'll kick the doors open at 10. I think you guys come on at noon.
Yeah.
We'll do a live broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have the firehouse down there again with the fire trucks. Just pretty much enhancing what we've been doing over the last few years.
I'll come up and say, "Are you Jim Bob?" I said,
"There you go. I'm Jim Bob."
That's it. That's the way it works. Yeah. So it's good that they're jumping in early there. That is a good sign.
Yeah.
I mean,
I just put it out there, and everybody was like,
"They might
can't wait already." So I'm like, "All right,
Puss in Boots, that's a good one." And then they might bring somebody else in too.
Yeah.
And everybody's eligible, right?
Everybody can come on over. Cool. Or just bring a toy.
That's right. Bring a toy and let the madness begin. I'm telling you.
I'm really looking forward to it. And
it's good stuff.
And plus, I cleaned my shop up really good today. We scrubbed the floors. We scrubbed the walls. That's a Christmas for me.
You do all right.
I love my clean shop.
Yeah, you do. And things have been every once in a while. You've been going through a rough patch here, and then all of a sudden things start breaking the other way a little bit, and I said, "Well, you know, maybe in the long run, I'll make out."
You got ups and downs, but then there's always there's more ups than downs.
All right,
you got to look at it that way.
That's right. And stay tuned. The Need for Speed is coming up next.
Join former pitcher from the 93 National League champion Phillies, Tommy Green, along with host John Brazier for the SEPTA Baseball Insider Show, presented by BCWSA. Prior to Phillies baseball this Sunday and every Sunday, right here on 1490 WBCB, along with 107.3 FM, and video streamed live at WBCB1490.com and on YouTube by going to WBCB Sports.
Good morning, race fans, and welcome to Yardley, Pennsylvania.
We went to Talladega to do a little racing, about 500 miles. I thought some embracing, speed around the old beaten junior and center home.
Somebody's got to feel the need for speed, my friend.
You do. All right.
And some of the principals will be along in moments here.
Yeah, Earl should be calling soon, and we're talking about Wall Stadium and what's going on over there.
Yeah.
New Egypt, there's no racing, but it's the they're having a monster truck and mud hop deal, which yeah. I went to years ago, and my cousin actually set the New Jersey state record at mud hop back
nice.
then, back in 1989. It's a lot of fun. So if you're not going into the racing, go on down there and enjoy yourself.
I can't believe there's a racer called Willpower. I said, is this a joke or what? Willpower?
Yeah, his parents hated him.
Oh, man.
So, I have the willpower to.
Oh, Lady Willpower. That's so Gary Puckett.
Before we go, I want to thank a couple sponsors. Sage Chiropractic.
Nice. Dr. Carrie Lewin.
Dr. Mike Ganasso. I go up there every week. Nick's been going up there. Really straighten them out. They've been a big sponsor for Wide Open Wednesday and my show here. So I want to thank them. It's in beautiful downtown Newtown, 123 North Sycamore. Their phone number is 215-497-0700. And I rattled that off the top of my head so
nice.
You know. Also, I have want to put a shout out to High Gear Transmissions.
Okay.
The Tramontanas. And they're actually, that's who I'm getting my remote shifter from for my car. I'm looking forward to that. Driving like a human. And he's going to go over my trans because I had a leak and I'm going to double check my clutch and stuff. I'm pulling a trans out this weekend.